In their final days of the semester, undergrads at Plymouth State University's College of Business Administration fill the halls as they change classes. But about half of Plymouth State's MBA students will never set foot on campus or even in New Hampshire. They're living in the Caribbean, in Antigua. And that's a good thing, says Director of Graduate Business Programs, Jen Pinkney.
The more students that are coming in from various backgrounds just provides a more interesting classroom situation.
These students are mainly Americans, and they're part of a recruitment partnership between Plymouth State and American University of Antigua that began in 2009 and ran through last year. AUA is one of dozens of for-profit medical schools in the Caribbean. It's accredited, but not under American jurisdiction.
Candidly, partnering with an entity offshore ought to raise red flags.
That's Barmak Nasirian of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities in Washington, D.C. And while he won't say partnering with a Caribbean medical school is always inappropriate, he says colleges should be skeptical.
What we know of offshore medical institutions is not particularly promising. They tend to have much higher costs, much higher dropout rates than U.S. counterparts.
And now some of those students are on PSU's roster. Med students in Antigua enroll in Plymouth State's online MBA program. And that qualifies most of them for federal student loans. The vast majority of Caribbean medical schools don't qualify for what's called Title IV federal financial aid. But with an accredited U.S. partner, students can qualify for up to $20,500 in loans each year. That money can go toward paying for the MBA and their living expenses on the island. They just can't use it for tuition at American University of Antigua. But it comes with risks for Plymouth State, says Barmak Nasirian.
It's not like you can simply package students with loans. They may have a hard time paying it. They may default. And if enough students default on your tab, you, the institution here in the U.S. whose loan eligibility was the basis of that borrowing, could actually be sanctioned. And those sanctions can go all the way up to total loss of access to federal financial aid. That's the kiss of death to every U.S. institution that currently participates.
But Nasirian admits we won't know if they'll default until years after they finish their degrees and are established in the workforce. Still, why would a university with a 40-year-old MBA program want to take that kind of risk? PSU Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Julie Bernier.
In your discussions, were there any concerns about the higher level of student loan default at Caribbean medical schools compared to their American counterparts?
At the time, I don't think that was on anybody's radar screen, and anybody even gave it any thought or knew of that.
Since 2009, 75 AUA students have earned MBAs from Plymouth State. PSU's Chief Public Relations Officer, Timothy Kirshner, says the partnership began with an alum who was recruiting for AUA. At the time, Plymouth State had already established a specialized MBA program in healthcare administration.
The AUA thought that would be a wonderful fit for their medical school, for their physicians to complement their medical training with some business courses as well to learn about the business side of medicine.
The relationship that developed is what both universities could reasonably call win-win. A rising trend at American med schools is offering a dual MD-MBA program to prepare future doctors to negotiate insurance regulations and government programs. In exchange for acting as recruiters for its MBA program, Plymouth State agreed to pay AUA $75 for each med student who enrolled. And Jen Pinkney, the director of graduate business programs, says the arrangement paid off for PSU.
It certainly enhanced our already existing healthcare administration program. It allowed us to offer more sections, which opened up sections for students, you know, where we had one section in place and we sometimes had a waiting list. Now all of a sudden we had two or possibly three sections we could move people into.
The first year of the partnership, 129 American University of Antigua students enrolled. Every year after that, AUA students made up roughly half the MBA program. And accounting for a complex credit cost structure, those figures have meant a ballpark of at least $1.4 million each year in tuition alone. But Provost Julie Bernier says that despite those benefits, the program ended after the 2013 academic year.
We had a two-year agreement. After 2 years, we signed another two-year agreement, and at that point, we were in negotiations to extend it, and AUA wanted to go in a direction that we didn't want to go.
What do you mean by that?
Financially, they wanted more money from us for their work in recruiting.
Bernier says it's common for universities to use outside companies for recruitment purposes. As for AUA, it's now working with Urbana University in Ohio. We reached out to American University of Antigua and its parent company, Manipal Global, for comment, but got no response. And students like 24-year-old Jordan Kitchen of Salt Lake City have mixed reviews of their time in the program. Although he finished his Plymouth State MBA, he dropped out of the med school after a year.
I probably wouldn't recommend the combined program just because I didn't have necessarily the best experience at AUA, which is part of the reason why I left. I just felt that overall it wasn't worth it for me to continue with the program.
But many students are still interested. PSU says its old AUA students are still enrolled, and new ones are signing up for the online MBA on their own, thanks to word of mouth. And more schools around the country are trying this model out for themselves. In an article late last year, Bloomberg Businessweek reported at least 9 Caribbean medical schools have partnerships with American colleges. Plymouth State hasn't seen a major drop in MBA enrollment since its partnership with AUA ended last year. But on average, it takes about 2 years to complete a business degree. So unless word of mouth can sustain the Caribbean students' interest, Plymouth State could soon see its MBA enrollment cut in half. For NHPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.